Our Home, the Earth by Ian Bowring and Chris Coey. Recorded by Edith Kayumi
and Jack Merluzzi.
Published by Sabido. Unit 1. The Big Bang. The Evolution of the Universe. About 80 years ago, American astronomer Edwin Hubble discovered that the universe is expanding. Other stars and galaxies are moving away from us, and the further away they are, the faster they are moving. This is called Hubble's Law. The fact that the universe is expanding means that it must have started from somewhere. Astronomers now believe that it was created in the Big Bang, about 15,000 million years ago, and has been expanding ever since. The Big Bang was an enormous explosion that created all the matter and energy in the universe. About 75% of this matter was hydrogen, and about 25% was helium, the two lightest elements. Before the Big Bang, there was nothing. The Big Bang theory was first proposed by Russian-American physicist George Gamow. A theory like this is impossible to prove. But it was accepted by most astronomers after American physicists Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson discovered what is called background radiation. This is radiation left over from the Big Bang. Penzias and Wilson received the 1978 Nobel Prize in Physics for their discovery. The Nobel Prize is never awarded to people who have died, so Gamow, who died in 1968, did not share the award. About 300 million years after the Big Bang, stars and galaxies started to form. Stars, such as our Sun, are enormous balls of hydrogen and helium brought together by the force of gravity. Gravity forces them to contract and causes very high pressures and temperatures. The pressure at the center of our Sun is over 1 billion atmospheres, and the temperature is over 10 million degrees Celsius. The high temperatures cause hydrogen atoms to combine and form helium atoms in what is called a fusion reaction. This reaction releases heat and light energy, which is radiated out into space. Galaxies are groups of stars. Most galaxies contain hundreds of millions of stars. Our galaxy is called the Milky Way. Stars do not last forever, since they are constantly using up their hydrogen and helium. They die in a number of different ways that depend on how big they are. Some form black holes when they die. Others die in an enormous explosion called a supernova. In this explosion, which happens very quickly, all the other elements that exist in the universe are created and blown out into space. The force of gravity then causes some of these elements to come together to form planets. So all the elements that make up the universe, except for the hydrogen and helium created in the Big Bang, were created by exploding stars. All the carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and other elements that make up our bodies were created in this way. This is why some people call us children of the stars. Our Sun was created 5 billion years ago, and will live for another 5 billion years. New stars are still being created in the universe. Astronomers are unsure about the future of the universe. Will it keep expanding forever? Or will the force of gravity stop the expansion and cause the universe to collapse? It depends on how much matter exists in the universe. If there is enough to stop the expansion, it will cause the universe to collapse into itself in what is called the Big Crunch.
Summary and listening practice. Read the paragraph and fill in as many blanks as you can. Then, listen to the recording and fill in the rest of the blanks. The Big Bang theory is an attempt to explain how the universe began. The theory is accepted because we know that galaxies are moving away from us very quickly, and also because physicists have found background radiation from 15,000 million years ago. After the Big Bang, gravity forced hydrogen atoms together in fusion reactions. These reactions created stars and galaxies. When some stars die, they collapse and become black holes. Other stars explode as supernova. There are several theories to predict what will happen in the future. Some scientists believe that the universe will continue to expand. Others believe the universe will collapse in the Big Crunch.